Okay, Shavua Tov, everybody. So we begin Parshas Yisro, as Rashi does and as the Ramban does, Vayishma Yisro, the ambiguous expression, the Gemara in Zvachim Kufta Zayin, and the Medrash as well, try to figure out what exactly Yisro was responding to. And Rashi quotes two of three deos right here. It's interesting because in the second Aliyah, Vayimi Malcharas, right, Rashi raises the issue of, you know, Li'achar Matan Torah Ba, and Rashi the Shita, so in Mukta Mulchar B'Torah. But here, Rashi, you know, sounds like he's on the side of, you know, Yesh Mukta Mulchar, because he says, Kriyas Yamsuf Milchemes Amalek, and then he reiterates that a number of times throughout the Aliyah. But that's Rashi's position, again, based on the Gemara in Zvachim. The Ramban, Kedarko Bakodesh, right, who's as committed to the principle of Yesh Mukta Mulchar, as is anyone, right, unless the Torah, like at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, explicitly goes out of order, right, Bachodesh HaSheni, let's say, Svenei Yisrael Meretz Yisraim. So the point is that the Ramban says it's certainly not going to be Matan Torah, and he takes that position very seriously, because there does appear to be a lot of evidence, but Yisro Kodem Matan Torah Ba, and what he's reacting to primarily, the Ramban thinks, is Milchemes Amalek, the immediate antecedent as opposed to Kriyas Yamsuf. Now, it could be Kriyas Yamsuf and Milchemes Amalek. Both of those are before, but the Ramban in his treatment really emphasizes Milchemes Amalek. And, you know, frankly, I think that's the most meduyak view. If you look in the rest of Tanakh, it's quite clear. The Ramban deals with this in part, but not in full. But if you look in Parshas Balak, you know, where we have Reishis Goyim Amalek Vachriso Ade Oved Vayaras Akeni Vayisam Mishalo Vayomar Eitan Boshevecha V'sim Basalam Kinecha Kim Yalevoyer Kayin Ad Me'a Ashur Tishbeka. We always have, you know, the Keni, the Bnei Yisro and Amalek juxtaposed to Shmuel Aleph Perek Tesva, very famously, right, Melchemes Shaul Be'agag, and the first thing that he does is, you know, he goes to the Keni and he says, make sure that, you know, they're not in any way implicated because of the chesed that they showed Klal Yisrael. So the point of, you know, Yisrael always being juxtaposed with Amalek, you know, is something that's very meduyak throughout the rest of Tanakh, I think, in a very, very, very clear way. So that's the Ramban Shita here, is that it was Milchemes Amalek that got Yisrael to come. Now, I think that's particularly fascinating. As Rashi comments in a slightly different context, you know, Rashi's focused on the Midbar, that Yisro is willing to come out to the Midbar, and Rashi notes, right, Yoshev Haya, that Bichvodo Shel Olam, that Yisro was, living large in a very lap of luxury, as it were, the Chohen Midyan in this context. And he's willing to go out to the Midbar because, you know, Yisro's appreciation and pursuit of MS is really unparalleled, and even if it means, you know, the equivalent of Pasa Melech Tochal, Maim Sir Tishtal, Ar Tishan, Chayitzar Tichya, Torah Ata Amel, that Yisro's Hakaras HaEmes, and his Redifas HaEmes, Atayadati, Gadol Hashem Yikol Elokim, Kiva Davar Asher Zadu Aleihem, it's a remarkable thing, Yoshev Haya Bichvodo Shel Olam. But be that as it may, I think that for the Ramban, it takes on even, you know, greater proportions. It wasn't like the Ramban is saying that it was Kriyas Yamsuf, and Az Nifalu Alufei Adom, Elei Moav Yochazem Urad, Namogu Kol Yoshevei Kenan, Tipol Leim Imasav Afachad, Migdol Zeracha Yidmu Ka'aven, Ad Yavoram Chashem, Ad Yavoram Zukanisa. Right? The Gemara Nivamos discusses they didn't accept Geirim Bimei David Ushlomo because everybody wants to be, you know, on the side that is, winning, and the side that is triumphant and ascendant. Right? It wasn't like Yisro came for that. But in the Ramban's telling, right, what he heard about was Milchemes Amalek. Vayavo Amalek, Vayilachem Yisrael Berefidim, is when the Jewish people were attacked, that Yisro felt that he needed to come out and make a show of support. That seems to be Shitas HaRamban developing, the Ramban keying in on the immediate antecedent of Refidim, of Vayavo Amalek, Mashmua Shama Uva, the Ramban's privileging of Milchemes Amalek over both Matan Torah, that would be a problem of Mukta Mu'uchar, but also Kriyas Yamsuf itself. And I think that this is an absolutely crucial indication, especially of the idea of Yisro as a ger, right? The whole point is that we're not Mekabel Gerim, we made David Ushlomo, because it's very hard to assess the authenticity and the depth of commitment, And in terms of the Kabbalah Satora, right, is this kind of like a Gerei Arayo situation. They're doing it at the point of the sword. They're doing it because they think that, you know, this is, you know, the winning side, as it were, which is why it's a halacha, you know, in Gior, the first thing that we say to the putative ger is, you know, Iyata Yudea, She Yisrael Dechufim, Dechuyin Hein, Aluvin Hein, that we want to make sure that these people don't think that they're just, you know, sort of jumping on the bandwagon. So if Yisrael came specifically because he saw the Jewish people were being attacked, it's not Kriyas Yamsuf, it's not the moment of triumph, but on the other hand, it's the opposite. It's a moment the Jewish people were being overwhelmed and they needed to be rescued. The Ramban Lashitaso, the reason that Moshe had to resort to such extraordinary measures in Moshe Aron V'chor Alu Rosh HaGivah, because of how powerful an attack Amalek was able to launch, and Yisro was a friend, Be'es Tzara, and that really is the kind of friend that we appreciate. Those are the kinds of people that we want joining Klal Yisrael when they're not doing it because Klal Yisrael is ascendant, but because they're Makir Es HaEmes, they're willing to be Ozev Kevodo Shel Olam, and they're willing to stand with those, even when they're being attacked, if they feel that they're standing on the side of Emes.